T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college. It's the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
And yet, we pay him. Paul joining us on the Western Hotline because we have hockey tonight on WGR as the Sabres open up the season against Montreal. And Paul's segment, oh, by the way, is brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda, relax, we got this. Mr. Hamilton, I have a question for you. Actually, I have a lot of questions for you, by the way. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. You have Alex Ovechkin in your dynasty hockey pool?
Look, dude. Okay, I just dipped my toes in the fantasy waters this year with the Guillotine League. Can you dial it down a little bit for me, please? All right, I'm still alive. I'm just celebrating that.
Hey, you know what? I do a strictly goal pool. It's nothing but goals. Ovechkin was there for me for the fourth overall pick. I was pretty happy about that.
Who was the first overall pick?
Matthews.
Matthews, Dreisaitl, Pasternak, and Ovechkin was there for me. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Where'd McDavid go?
He went next. He went fifth.
Not a bad list. First Sabre to go, and how high?
First Sabre. I know Cousins was the you get six. There's 26 guys that do this. He had six picks, so there's like 156 picks. Cousins was the very last pick. It would have been
Olofsson. Olofsson?
Yeah. Olofsson, yes. That would be correct. Olofsson went. Middlestat went. And I think that's it.
Skinner,
it was just the three of them. Right. Skinner went, too. Yes,
he did. All right.
Skinner was the last pick of somebody else's team.
Did you draft future rights to J.J. Paterka? just to have him. Paul, what number season is this for you, by the way, covering the Sabres? Have you ever done the math on that?
I don't do math. No, that's Brian Koziel's job. He's the math teacher. So,
I'm just curious.
I don't do math.
More than 20, right? More than 30?
It's like, I don't know, my third or fourth year. Being in my 20s and, you know.
Yeah.
Well, Paul, I would forgive you if you lost count because, this season, let me see, it's going to be Tampa, Toronto, and Boston make the playoffs in this division. Montreal follows in there. Buffalo, Ottawa, Detroit at the bottom, right? Is that like the same year every year in this division? It's been this way for quite some time. So
I never in a million years would have thought that I would have sat here for 11 years without the playoffs. I mean, the playoffs to me were always just a given. And if you had the odd year that they didn't get in, but and it's not like, a couple of years they went a little ways, but it was just always a given. I never, ever dreamed I'd be sitting here saying that I haven't covered a playoff series in 10 or 11 years. It's surreal to me. I never would have, never, ever. I would have given you some really long odds on that.
I was thinking Jeremy and I started in 04, right, Paul? Like if Jeremy asked me in after the 04 season, hey, what are the chances this Bills drought goes another 13 years? I would have told him he's crazy. Like you don't envision. You think at some point the right coach, the right players, whatever, somewhere, something will happen and you'll earn a playoff spot somewhere.
It took 17 years, but they finally figured out the right coach and GM for the Bills. But, you know, who knows if they've figured that out with the Sabres or not. I mean, you know, that's the thing. You would think with all the different coaches and all the different general managers and all the different players that somewhere along the line they would have hit the right combination to get into the playoffs. Even in the shortened year where the whole league almost made the playoffs a couple of years ago, you know, at the when COVID first rolled around.
Yeah.
In 24, they were only 1 point out of that one. had they actually played the game in Montreal and won it, they would have made the playoffs. You know, because that's where they were at, Montreal, when the season came crashing to an end and they didn't get a chance to play that game. So, I mean, they couldn't even make it that year.
You mentioned the goal-scoring league you're in there, right?
Uh-huh.
Who is going to score goals for the Sabres? Where is the goal score? Where is the offense going to come from this team?
Well, that's the thing, this last preseason game against Detroit. I kind of thought to myself, I think we're looking at what we're going to be looking at, that they're playing really well. We're halfway through the game, and they're out shooting the Red Wings 26-8. Their breakouts were perfect. Everything was going well. They're not turning the puck over. They're playing really well, but they're letting a bad team sit in the game with them. You know, and sure enough, you know, it's 26-8. The score is 1-1. And then Buffalo finally won the game. They, as Bulldog said, got it into the garage and won the game. But I was thinking to myself as I was watching this, I thought, this is what we're going to be watching this year, that I think there are going to be a lot of games where I'm going to be sitting with Brian Koziol saying, well, they're really playing well. They can't play any better, but they're letting this team stay in the game. And then something goofy will happen. You know, a puck will go in off somebody's skate or something like that, and next thing you know, it's 1-1. And you know, you're tied in a game that you have no business even being tied in, that you should be way ahead. So, you know, that's, I think, going to be the challenge for them is, you know, even if they do get the goaltending and get the big saves, which they got in the preseason, both these goaltenders' goals against was under two in the preseason and had high save percentages. And, you know, even if they get that, get the good goaltending, you know, I think the goal scoring is going to be challenged.
What do you think is the bigger challenge? Let's scoring off the wings, or what do you get from whatever centers you're going with? I mean, you're talking about Mittelstadt, who faces a massive challenge, Tage Thompson being tried at center, Gergensen's, Eakin, who else? Maybe Ruotsalainen at some point?
Gergensen's not going to play center. No. That didn't go well.
So Cousins, I mean, scoring off the wings or your play down the middle?
Both. I mean, you just don't know what you're going to get from any of it, and that's the thing with this team. You know, is good coaching going to be able to at least make them a team that you can at least watch and are going to be in games and surprise us and maybe win some games? And that's the thing we're going to know right away. Look at the first 11 games. They have maybe two that you would consider difficult. I mean, really difficult. And if they truly believe they're a better team, and I was talking to Brian about this last night. We were chatting about the season, and I said, if they truly are a better team, I expect 13, 14 points out of those 22 points, out of those 11 games. That'll tell me that they're a better team. Because these, you're not going to get an easier start. There's Boston and Tampa mixed in there, and after that, if they're a better team, they're the rest of those games they should at least be in line to win. And the West Coast trip is set up for them where it's not back to backs. They got some time in between games, where you know that shouldn't be too taxing on them. So we're going to know real quick. If this truly is a better team.
Paul with us, 803-0550, by the way, with hockey season beginning tonight. You can we're asking about your approach to the season as Sabre fans this season, which gets to my next question. The bar is very low. Expectations are extremely low. And I wanted to ask you, what is the best case scenario for the season? Now, your answer might be they make the playoffs, but that would be a stunner. Nobody's expecting that to happen. So what is the best case scenario for this Sabres team?
I mean, a team that can win some games. That last year, after a month, they were out of it. It was a month, and they were done. They had no shot at all of making the playoffs after a month of play. I know they're not supposed to be good, but you know, you can't be out of it with a month. I mean, they got to surprise some people. They got not only play well. I mean, Granato was interesting yesterday. He was actually talking about, because he was asked, you know, usually when you have teams that aren't as good, you play like a left wing lock and you try to lock it down and you hope that you can, you know, turn a 1-1 game and win it in overtime or something like that. And he said, look, you want in this day and age, we talk about numbers. And he said, last place teams in the league had a winning for percentage of around 600 when they score the first goal of the game. So he go, why would you spend so much time on defense when, as the worst team in the league, if you score first or you win the first period, you have a 60 to 70% chance of winning that game. So why would you be conservative?
Yeah. Well, because that's how coaches think, right? I think in any sport, you can talk about football, right? If your offense isn't good enough, well, we'll win with our running game and our defense, whatever. We'll play time of possession. We'll shorten the game, right? It's always about if we can't score, then we need to be super, super defensively tight so they can't score and maybe we'll win 1-0.
Exactly. And that's the way. That's when the left wing lock was born. That's when the New Jersey Devils ruined hockey and won Stanley Cups with, you know, we're going to maul you in the neutral zone and not let you get in our zone. And we're going to play the whole game in the neutral zone. And then we're going to work on turnovers to try to go in and score a goal or two for ourselves. And they were winning Stanley Cups with that. So now the rest of the league's going, well, they win with that. Why don't we do that? And it just ruined hockey. And, you know, I'm hoping more coaches start thinking the way Granato does, that, you know, he goes, I've coached this way all my life and it's been very successful. He goes, you know, the sit back, boring, you know, clutch and grab. He goes, no, that's not the way I want to play. That's not the hockey I want to see.
In this discussion about Granato, his philosophy, of course, it's been well documented, you know, that Dahlin under Kruger, Dahlin with Granato was a very different hockey player. And the message to Dahlin has essentially been, go, be aggressive, we'll learn to live with the mistakes. Granato has said that. Have you had a chance, I assume you have, by the way, talk to Rasmus Dahlin, and how does he feel now? This is a big year for him, Paul. It's year four now. He's going to go past 200 NHL games played. And I think people are expecting a big improvement from him. How does he feel about what Granato has been selling or saying to him?
You hurt me to the bone.
I do hurt you
have
to the
bone. Have I talked to Dahlin? There's a great article on our website about me talking to Dahlin.
I stopped because I honestly remembered. Well, today's article is he thinks they're going to be good. But I thought you did an earlier article about Dahlin and how he is maybe after he signed his contract, how he's approaching the season. That's why I stopped, Paul. But I do like hurting you to the bone. That was a little bonus in there.
Well, he knows Ristolainen and McCabe are gone. They ate up the minutes when they were in the lineup, and now it's his turn. And I asked Don Granato, is he up for it? Is he up to play 25 minutes a game? And he goes, yeah, he is. But he said it's going to also depend on how he's going. He goes, you know, if he's not going that night, it doesn't make a lot of sense to have him play 25 minutes that night.
Yeah.
But he says if he's going, he's up for it and ready to go. And I even asked Dahlin yesterday, I go, we always talk about you being on the power play. We always talk about your offense. And I said, you've told us for a couple of years now that you want to improve your defense and you feel that's the only way you're going to be an elite defenseman is if you can become more overall. I said, are you to a point in your career where you feel you can start getting out there on the penalty kill and helping out? And he kind of got a smile on his face and he goes, I can do it. But he goes, you know what? He goes, I have to earn that. He goes, I have to show the coaches that they can trust me to do that.
Yeah.
And he said, that's on me, that I have to show them. But he goes, yeah, I definitely hope that I can start getting out there on the penalty kill and being an all-round defenseman and being a guy you can trust in those situations.
The last guy I want to ask you about is not a young player. It's Jeff Skinner. And we brought this up with Don Granato, Paul, when he was on with us on Tuesday. Can Skinner be a goal scorer again? And I don't mean 40. 30 or at least 20, which has been commonplace for him in most of his career. Can he regain his goal scoring?
I have seen nothing in the last 2 years that has told me that he can even score 20 again. He gets opportunity after opportunity, but he's not even close half the time. You know, when scoring goals, not like, oh, I just missed. It's like, you know, that. So, you know, I haven't seen anything that has made me think that, you know, it can come back. He's at that age now. He's, I believe he's 29. And when you hit around 30 in the NHL, that's usually when your numbers are very often. I won't say usually. I'll say very often when your numbers start going down. So he's getting to that number. It's been a couple of years. People were all upset because he wasn't playing with Jack Eichel. And I can tell you in his last 30 games with Jack Eichel as his center, he scored 4 goals. So that to me wasn't the answer either. Well, he wasn't on the number one power play. Well, 2 years ago, he was on the number one power play for 2 months, October and November, with Jack Eichel on the number one power play with him. He had no goals. And then they finally took him off.
Yeah.
Said, well, this isn't working. So then he went on the other part. And then the narrative started, well, he's never on the power play. He did get 2 months, and Jack Eichel was there, and he didn't score. So, you know, at some point, you have to put it on the player. And so, no, I have seen nothing to tell me that he's going to be a goal scorer again in this league. But he believes he is still an impact player in this league and can be still be an impact player in this league.
Is he going to be with Mittelstadt tonight, do you think, Paul? Or where is his
yes.
line?
Yeah, that's where he's been practicing this week. Hinostroza actually has a pretty good chemistry with those two. That's been a pretty good line for them in preseason. So we'll see where that goes once it's all NHL players and not a combination of NHL and AHL and a few junior players sprinkled in. And that's why, you know, people, you know, get upset with me when I say coaches don't number lines. Well, Hinostroza, if you're going to number lines, he's not a number one line guy. But what coaches are looking for is combinations that will work. And they don't take the depth chart and say, well, here's our number one left winger, and here's our number one center, and here's our number one right winger, and they're going to play. And here's our number two guy and number two center. And that's not – they look at combinations that they feel will work in a game and put it together. And I think that's where they had tried Hinostroza with those two, and it looked pretty good, and they stayed with it, and it continued to look good. So we'll see now that you're going against all NHL players, against a team – that was in the Stanley Cup Finals last year that don't have Carey Price and Shea Weber, who were big parts of that drive, but they still only gave up 2 goals to the Toronto Maple Leafs last night, even without those two players. You know, we'll see where it goes when you're actually playing a team like that.
All right, Paul. Have fun covering games inside the building again.
I will. I'll love it. I know we probably won't have a lot of people joining
us there.
Be roomy
in there. It'll be long lines, maybe.
Yeah, but... Yeah, I'll be ready for it. That's for sure. It'll make me sad for the game of hockey. It'll make me sad to see the building the way it really will. It's because there was a time when the Sabres were in bankruptcy, but they would get at least 10,000 people in there. It was I don't know if it ever got under 10,000.
It's because the Regises were giving all of the Empire employees free tickets.
Whatever they were doing, it's still they. Now I'm to a point wondering if we'll see 10,000 at any game.
I don't think you will.
Yeah, and that makes me sad. It really does.
Agreed, yeah. All right, sir. Thank you for your time, and enjoy.
Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.